Hello, I'm wondering where our song is. Here we go. Let's do it manually.
Sing me a song of a loss that is gone. Say, could that last be I? Mary of Zone, she sailed on a day over the sea.
On the air, we'll just stop that. This is Erin with Three of By Space, and we're coming to you tonight, minus one person while she gets her her technical issues resolved. So we'll say hi, Sam.
Hello, I'm here. I have issues, but evidently not technical issues.
And we'll hope that Allison makes it to join us any minute now. We've been off the air for a few weeks. There just hasn't been a lot to talk about. And, of course, today now we have way too much to talk about. So I hope that people are going to join us and call in. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff before we get to callers, but then, you know, feel free to jump in on anything that we've discussed and tell us what you think about everything. So it's really been a busy couple weeks in the Outlander fandom with Men in Kilt starting, and the biggest news, of course, was that Outlander Season 6 is in production, and that was fun that they put up a little video for us. Wasn't that a cool little video that we saw?
Yeah, after weeks of kind of a blackout, they were all very quiet, and then all of a sudden everybody was posting and reposting, so they must have gotten the go ahead to let people know where they were and what they were doing.
One thing I'm looking forward to is we have a new production designer this year, and they did show some little models that had been created for season 6, and I know starting with the season 2 models that we saw when we were in New York, or was that season 1 models that we saw
that was
when
season
we were
one
in
models.
New York?
Yeah,
season one models. I would have killed somebody to get my hands on one of those models.
And so, you're not talking about those men in kilts that were walking around, right? You were talking about the actual model. Never mind.
Well, there was one of the guys with the kilt set. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, we've got our Allison here. So say hi, Allison. Allison.
Or not.
Or not. I clicked
I'll
on
interpret.
Her Allison.
It's sign language. I'll interpret. She said, hello.
This is radio, not TV. Allison, you may have to hang up and try again. I just got my finger pinched. So season 6 is in production. We have no estimate of a starting date for the season. I know I keep seeing people speculating, saying, well, it's going to be over a year. I think it'll be this fall. That's my guess. Short of a major COVID outbreak causing everybody to have to hunker back down again. So what do you think?
You know, actually, I'm not as optimistic as you, because I don't know that they know how long it takes to film a block. They used to have a pretty good idea that a block took a couple of weeks, and now with, you know, that they've been extremely careful and testing, and they actually built a COVID testing facility on premise there, but there's still going to be a lot of, instead of filming big scenes where you've got big groups of people, you're going to be filming maybe part of them, and then they leave, and then they refilm it again, and then they merge the two together. So that takes twice as long. And then you've got the issue with, just cleaning in between. So I'm not as optimistic thinking that it's going to, I'd love it if it was, I'd love to be wrong, but I'm hoping that, that it's not going to take as long to film. I just know from other, film, you know, things that are being filmed now, they're taking longer too. So, but I'd rather have it be longer. I'd rather have them be safe, and I'd rather not have them have scaled down crowd scenes. Can you imagine having a scene where there's supposed to be a group of people and there's three and then they CGI or something? Or now they can do some good CGI, but you don't want to do that for every scene, and you don't want to have a love scene where clearly the two of them aren't in the same room. That would be awkward. But.
Do we have Allison now?
Allison?
Can you hear me?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yay.
You
say
hear
hi.
Me?
Yes, I hear you.
Hi. Oh, my God, that was frustrating.
We're talking about...
Okay, hi, everyone.
Six. There you go. We're talking about season six and when it'll come back. I wouldn't at all be surprised if they come in with six weeks and then take a break, which would give them time to catch up on post-production.
Just like season one, split it up like that. That's pretty smart.
That would be good. Yeah.
Yes, we'll have to see. None of us.
Sooner.
Yeah, none of us have any ties to the production, so I guess we won't really know until we know. So.
But I'm excited to know that it's starting. So.
Yeah. Well, some of our cast members are doing some interesting things. Sam, you were telling us that John Bell's going to be doing something fun this
coming
up.
Oh, he's so adorable. So you know he moved to Spain this past year. So he was on Instagram, and he wants to do an Instagram Live, and he asked people to submit questions in Spanish, and he will be answering them in Espanol tomorrow. So I thought that was really neat. He's got a lot of friends, a lot of fans that are already saying things to him in Spanish, and he responds on social media that way. So I just love it. So I was hoping to tune in with my rudimentary couple of years worth, but I figured if he talks slow enough, I actually listened to him do an interview with someone in Spain, and he answered some questions. He talked to her in Spanish, and since he did talk slower and his vocabulary wasn't as advanced as most local people, I understood everything he said. So I'm hoping that we get to watch him tomorrow. I think he said 6 o'clock UK time, so I have to do the math on that one.
Yeah, I'll be at my mom and dad's, my last regular Wednesday. I'm happy to announce to everybody that my father has finished radiation for prostate cancer, and tomorrow he finishes physical therapy.
Oh.
And so I'd like everybody to just kind of put out good thoughts to the universe that it worked. We won't know
that
for about 6-7 weeks. So, but tomorrow is the last day I have to go over and visit with my mom while dad's gone. So, I won't be able to listen.
Hopefully the snow will have stopped and the roads will be clear.
Yes, that would all be a good thing because it's almost an hour away. And then another thing that happened recently is My Peak Challenge started up again this year. I joined 1 year, I think probably the second year, and did nothing with it, I am sorry to say. But Sam, you've been a member since it started, haven't you?
I have. Not that you'd know too much by looking at me, because there's always something that comes up. But this year is my year. I've actually joined a couple. What I like about it the most is there is the big group, but the big group gets a bit much sometimes. You know, there's a lot of, I have to mute it because there's a lot of communication going back and forth. But there are some smaller ones. There, here in Illinois, we've got a peaker group. I'm also friends with some great people in South Jersey, and they've got, so it's the smaller groups that then are encouraging. So if you, because if you've not seen what they do, they actually have an online section where there are videos and there is information and printed materials and recipes, but the videos are pretty good and they show you how to do things. And then of course, if you've got maybe knee problems, they kind of give you some ideas of how to make some modifications so that it's not going to hurt you. And the thing is that it's a routine, and you really, it's not going to be easy. If it was easy, everybody would be exercising every day, right? But I like hearing the, oh my gosh, I'm so sore, because I'm thinking, okay, am I the only one that, am I that out of shape that I can't do this and can't move the next morning? It's encouraging to have other people that are trying to encourage you to do your best and to give it a try. And what I like about it is we all started off together in February, but if you get through that first week, that first cycle, and you go, you know what, I didn't really do all that well, I think I'm going to do the first one over again. You can do that, and you can kind of take it at your own pace. So I appreciate all the effort that they put into it. Some of the stuff, now that it's been going on for a couple of years, they're able to use some of the stuff over again. And some of the people have been doing it for several years, so they'll be familiar maybe with some of the terminology and things that have been done in the past and can help you out. So I'm not a big, I have to admit, I don't use their recipes and their eating plans, but as long as you follow the same kind of foods, I think that they work on these things called macros, which was all new to me before I learned anything about anything.
Well, from my understanding too, is you can set yourself any kind of goal. If there's something that you want to accomplish or something you want to do better.
Yes, there are definitely non-physical goals, and you know, that's important. So great people if you haven't checked it out. And they also have people that buy other people angel passes. You know, they'll donate a membership to someone, and they give it to someone in need. So that's kind of a fun thing
that's
to do
nice.
Too.
Cool. Another thing that came up this past weekend, Diana did a Zoom chat through a Mexican program, Mexican literary program. And that was fun. Sam and I were both listening to that, and it was a little different, didn't you think, Sam? It was
different because somebody was interviewing her, and he clearly was a literary fan himself. So he wasn't able to just ask her the basic questions, because you and I have both heard her canned answers on several occasions.
Right.
So there were a couple of new ones out there. I think you and I both got caught up in one, because she clearly was going off of her normal script, because there was one point where she got so choked up talking about her fan base and how much her fans...
Oh my gosh,
Allison, I wish you could have seen it. It actually
Me
come. She had tears brimming. It was, somebody had said, you know, they were able to submit questions, and if you had questions, you submitted them. And he was saying that a lot of them weren't questions as much as they were people telling her how much her work means to them and how much she means to them and how appreciative. And she really, I mean, Erin, it wasn't just me seeing that. You saw how choked up she got.
She was wiping her eyes. I mean, she was really getting teary-eyed, and it was, I haven't seen that level of emotion from her.
She clearly loves and respects her fans, because she will take the time to answer questions that I certainly wouldn't be able to answer nicely.
And not just once, but like 100 times a week, she probably gets that same question, right?
Right, exactly.
There were two things that were somewhat newsworthy. The association that did this sent out a transcript of the entire procedure. She says, he said fans have one additional question, and that was, when in the hell am I going to get Go Tell the Bees That I'm Gone? When will that be on the bookshelf?
And she said,
well, I don't know. I'm very, very close to the end of writing it, and we've been hearing that for a long time. When we went to Vancouver for the 2019 Outlandish Vancouver event, Diana spoke at a bookstore, And she said that it would be finished by Thanksgiving, definitely by Christmas. And, of course, that was over a year ago at this point. But she says it takes a lot of putting pieces in at this stage. I know everything in the book, and 7/8 of it is completely written. What's left to be done is mostly a matter of filling in the blanks in a way that picks up the threads throughout the book. So this is at a time of a very intense forward push, but at the same time, I keep pausing and going through the lines to make sure everything hooks up properly. So there's really no telling exactly when it will be done, but within the next 2 or 3 weeks, so real close. Now, the 2 or 3 weeks thing, a good friend of ours had an opportunity through a charity auction to speak one-on-one with Diana, and Diana, out of the blue, said, I know you're going to get asked, and you can tell people I'll be done in 2 or 3 weeks. And that was 3 weeks ago or a month ago. So, and that was honestly Diana unsolicited providing that information, and here she is still saying 2 to 3 weeks. So
I guess that's wishful thinking on her part.
Yeah, you know, and then there's the whole issue of being able to get it printed, because there are very few printers who can handle the size of a book, and a lot of them have had difficulties of their own due to COVID and related personnel issues, and then you're trying to slot in a book that has been coming for 6 years or almost 7 years at this point into a set schedule that has a lot of other big authors at it from Random House. And who do you bump and who do you move and how do you handle that? So, ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
There
just
is
cause she's,
no.
Just because she's done reading doesn't, just because she's done
right.
writing doesn't mean
right.
we're going to get the book.
Right. But I will tell you, keep an eye on that potential announcement at some point. I have been collecting and saving things since 2018.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Quite a while to do a giveaway through 3FBySpace that I will announce the day that they announce a publication date. So, and at this point, I have way too much stuff, and it will not just be one prize, and I may say so, save some of it for later on in the whole process. So, but that was interesting. And then the other thing that she said that was interesting that our good friend Coco Pipkin reminded me of today, she did say that virtual signings are probably the wave of the future, and that in-person signings may be on their way out, if not gone completely. So, if in the future you see an opportunity to have Diana sign books in person, jump on it and take advantage of it, because between her schedule and her desire to not travel as much and the possibility of COVID rearing its extremely ugly head, those might be very few and far between. Which is sad, you know, because everybody loves that opportunity to see her in person. I know that I've had that opportunity several times, and it's always meant a lot to me. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. The other big news from big people in our fandom is Ron Moore has left Sony and made a deal with it says Disney-owned 20th Century Television. He and Tall Ships Productions carved out Outlander. The Outlander did not get he is not leaving Outlander. Meryl is not leaving Outlander. He's still working on For All Mankind, which is at Apple TV. And the second season of that starts next week. But the first project...
I think my husband just started watching that the other day.
I still have to see that. I've really been interested in seeing that and haven't gotten to it. His first project for Disney will be Swiss Family Robinson. Does anybody remember that movie?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard stuff about this, too. But
yeah, that could be fun.
I just haven't thought of it, yeah.
Yeah. The thing I remember most about Swiss Family Robinson is it starred James MacArthur, who went on to be Dano in the original Hawaii Five-O, and was one of my first TV crushes. So that was kind of fun. But I'm just looking through this press release. I know he's been working at home a lot with Terry. Terry says nobody's left the house for months. So that's where you could find him right now. and then, let's see, the biggest news that we've got is Men in Kilts started this week.
It's a shame that there was no publicity at all anywhere about
that
show, huh?
There was no build-up. No build-up. Suddenly it was on TV. Nobody knew.
I will say, I have a personal major thank you to Stars for Men in Kilts. I got two big press boxes that were a huge amount of fun. Sam got to see everything. She came over to my house last Thursday and watched the press preview and the cook along and got to see my big boxes from Stars. So those
very
were
fun.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whiskey glasses and napkins and candy and all kinds of stuff. So
fun stuff in there for sure.
Yeah. So, what did you guys think of Men in Kilts?
It was too short.
Yeah,
it was too short.
I mean, it was very entertaining, but it was like you didn't want it to end that quickly.
Right.
I watched it a second time.
One complaint I saw somewhere was that there was too much Outlander in it. It took away from what they were doing.
Don't you think that was maybe just for the first one where they were
for the people
that didn't know who these two people are and they just stumbled upon it to kind of put them in a frame of reference? We all knew exactly who these two boys were.
Right.
There were a few very silly moments that I thought, oh, why are you doing that? Like diving into the, what's it called? In the malting.
The barley.
To the barley?
Barley. Yeah. I thought, oh my God, are they going to use that in whiskey now? They've got all their cooties all over it. There's COVID on there now.
Well, you know, it's all heated and roasted. Somebody said to me, well, how many mice do you think Trump threw that also?
That's a good question.
There are definite times when I'm glad I don't drink whiskey.
And that was one?
That was one. I thought it was, I just had to laugh every time I saw this. When they both turned away as Chef Singh killed the lobster.
Oh, God, that was awful. That was really, I was a little bit disturbed by that, too.
There was a woman in the fandom who didn't like that at all. She said as a vegetarian, she didn't see any reason for it. But you can't eat lobster alive. So,
yeah.
But I just thought it was so cute. You know, these two big tough guys are squeamish about the lobster. So they're talking about cloud formations and
it was cute. It was cute.
It was cute.
All right. So when they were on that boat, getting all the stuff from the net,
yeah,
What was that thing they threw over, that round thing?
The big ugly thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Aaron and I asked the same question when we were watching it. Must have been just like a sea thing. I don't know.
Thing.
Sponge.
Yeah.
It was gross, whatever it was.
Yeah. Have you seen, there's some fish that just looks incredibly ugly. And I wondered if it was one of those, but I don't know what kind of fish that is. And I hope never to run into it in a dark alley. So, so, but yeah, I feel like having read through Clanlands and Confession, I have not read word for word the entire book. I skimmed it when I got a copy to do a preview on, and I haven't really read it fully, but I felt like that was, I mean, obviously it was more detailed because it covers what all we're going to see in 8 episodes, but that there was maybe a little more playfulness. I don't know. I think we'll have to see.
I listened to Clanlands. I listened to the whole thing. And there was stuff from the beginning of the book that I was surprised wasn't there. We weren't seeing it. But I think they've divided it up into subjects like food and drink and
correct.
I thought we were going to see them staggering out of the tavern that they went stopped at, and Sam made Graham drink more than he expected to. And
we may yet still see that. When you're watching a brand new TV show, you have to give the first episode a little bit of a pass because the cast hasn't yet gelled and they aren't quite sure what they're doing and how they're going about it. And then they come off that first episode after filming it and putting it all together and they come back and they say, well, I think we could tweak it a little bit more this way. But Sam and Graham know each other well and the cast and the crew pretty much knows each other, so hopefully some of that was minimized. But I'm hoping we do see more of less travelogue, you know, less Tony, what was his name?
Singh?
No, mm-hmm. No.
Tony Singh.
Bourdain. Anthony Bourdain. And
okay, you know, we weren't following you at all, but yes. Okay.
I know. Less Anthony Bourdain and more Laurel and Hardy. So
right. And I do think that that's what's really, this is a truly a buddy picture, if you will. You know, they're traveling around, and half of why you're watching this is to see the interplay between the two of them. There are themes to each of the different episodes. Like this was the food and drink one. So while they may drink whiskey or eat in other ones, it's not going to be the focus of, because if the focus of every episode was here's the whiskey segment, it might get old too.
Right. I did think it was cute that they got the Captain Kirk reference in there.
That was adorable. Although
that was a Picard.
Captain Kirk.
Tara Bennett, who wrote the Making of Outlander books, did say this week that there would not be another Making of book because sales of the second one weren't strong enough for the publisher to do a third one, which is disappointing. But she also did two very interesting interviews with Sam and Graham about Men in Kilta. One was for Sci-Fi Wire and the other was for Paste magazine, which is an online magazine. Sam did discuss with her the possibility of future seasons, which you know, I feel like with as busy as Sam has gotten would be an interesting thing to actually get hold of. But he said that there's a lot of film that was not used in filming season one that they could pick up and then just add to for a season two. So Let's hope that that happens.
Yeah.
Just a couple of quick things. We actually have three callers sitting on the line waiting for us. If you don't know, I run a Facebook group for Outlander called Outlandishly 3 of by Space. And this year, for the first time, we did a Valentine's exchange that ended up being a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. We had about 30 people participate, and it was just cards. You know, we weren't asking you for any huge commitment, but it was really fun getting those envelopes every day for a couple of weeks. So, but anybody is welcome to join. I think it's a fun group. It's not huge, but it's a fun group. We've got some things coming up, the three of us. This weekend, we're going to see the Van Gogh event.
So excited.
Touring the country.
They actually built out the location to house this immersive Van Gogh exhibit. I saw it when Emily in Paris was on. There was a scene where they were at this exhibit in Paris. I guess it must have come from there, but it caught my eye there. And so I was just impressed because I started doing my research because you know me and I don't go out and socialize. I don't go out to restaurants. I just don't go out. They were extremely cautious about, in fact, even when they show all the pictures, since it's immersive, they're showing these video montages of these paintings. They're on the walls, they're on the ceiling, they're on the floor, you're immersed in it. But on the floor are these big circles that are spaced 6 feet apart. So everyone, you're in this room and you go and stand in your little socially distant bubble and can enjoy it from your section there. So I really do think that it'll be a lot of fun, but yet safe fun, especially if everybody's masked up and socially distant. We can finally get to see each other. Because it was so great to finally get to see Aaron last week.
I know.
Yeah. I'm a little more paranoid than you guys are. I just couldn't do it.
For last week? But you're still going to come to Van Gogh because that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Well, I could have painted circles on Aaron's floor, and you could. She would have killed me. Her brand new floors. If I painted the circles,
yeah,
she
that
might have
been hard to do.
Yeah, the floors are 2 years old now. Go ahead, paint circles. last year at this time, the three of us were out of the cold and snow.
Mm.
We were in L.A. for the season 5 premiere and red carpet. That was quite a bit of fun.
And then I enjoyed the sun so much that I played hooky and stayed the full weekend because somebody said, hey, why don't you just stay for an extra couple of days? I went, okay.
Yeah, okay.
It didn't take much convincing.
Yeah. I'll untwist my arm soon enough. No, it was, I am so glad that I did that because who knew, that was a year ago. And then very shortly after we got back from LA, do you remember in LA, we heard something about some kind of a virus, but we really hadn't heard much.
Yeah,
and then pretty much right after we got back, things started happening. And then by the middle of March, we were home for the year.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So I'm really glad we all got to go out there and have fun.
Absolutely.
In fact, my pictures are all coming up on my, you know, I've got these memories on Facebook and this FaceTime Hop app. So I'll have to start to post them. You know, I've been trying to go back through since I've been home and bored. I've been putting some of my older pictures because I keep forgetting that even though I think I've seen these so often or that my friends have seen these so often, I keep forgetting that there are people that are just finding the Outlander fandom. They've not seen some of these pictures or some of these events from, you know, 2016, 2017. They didn't even know what Outlander was. So stop me if I get irritating, but I'm going to keep posting them. So
I don't think it could ever get irritating. It's always fun.
No.
We'll have to see if the world's in a decent enough shape to have any kind of a season 6 premiere. So I
that
don't
would
know.
Be nice.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? Okay. So we've been jabbing on and on for 35 minutes. We have 3 callers sitting on the line. And so let's see who this is. Caller number 1, you're in area code 708. So let's see who this is. Hi, welcome to the Gab. Who is this?
Hi, it's Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Hi, Jamie.
I'm good.
I've been off the air for so long that I didn't recognize your phone number anymore. Are the girls... are the girls letting you...
You said I'm going to take my first caller, and I shoved the kids out the door. I'm like, get out! And I'm hiding in their room, and I locked the door. Because they broke the lock on my bedroom last year from me going in there for the show. So, yeah.
Why do I feel like we're encouraging you to abandon your children once a week? I don't know. I don't know.
Please do, because I have been locked away for probably 390 some days. They have been in my house in my face since March 13th of last year. I have one kid for each of you. Really, here, you can just pass them around. Please. I don't know what the thing I want to talk to you all about first. There were so many things I was like, oh, I know the answer to that. The ugly fish is a blobfish.
Okay, that's
Aaron
what
doesn't
I was
want
thinking.
To meet in a dark alley.
Right.
Diana was pretty sure that the thing that went overboard is a sea urchin that was because sea urchins you're used to see or sea anemone. I'm sorry, sea anemone. When it's and it's got its little fingers moving around. But then when it it turns itself inside out because its mouth is on the inside in that little pocket. So it had been eating. So.
Ugh.
That sounds, okay.
Blah.
This will be my 4th year that I'm going to sign up for my peak challenge.
Very good.
I signed up when my youngest was 4 months old. And I just can't seem to quit the group. I don't want to. Every year some kind of hurdle comes up that keeps me from participating as much as I'd like to.
Yeah.
But I have to say the biggest thing that keeps me there is not the reason you would think. I joined it like a lot of people did because, oh, my gosh, it's Sam Hewen's in there and he made this. And, oh, my God, I got to be this super fan and I'm going to join. And if I lose a little weight, that'd be great too. I know a lot of people who have joined probably for that same premise and have been amazingly shocked that when they get in there, you become friends with these other people and you start talking to other people in the group and you find motivation from other people and support from other people that you've never met, but you all have a common ground. And you find yourself wondering about these people and it's a family, but it's outlanderish, but that's taboo in the group. You can't talk about it. So everybody just is there for various different ways that they can exercise and move. I was so motivated by there's a lady and she's on a ventilator or she's got a trach. And I was just so amazed. Here's this woman. She's in a wheelchair. She's got a tracheotomy. And she is pushing herself to be part of this group. And I was just blown away by, if this woman could do stuff every day, there is no reason that we all can't do just something. Because
exactly,
to see her post and to see her push and to see the Transformation Tuesday pictures that people post in the group of how great they've done. It's like, we could do that. And, for various reasons, we all got them that we can't participate as much as we'd like to or just don't. But it is a really, really, really great group. that.
And Jamie, do you do the smaller groups or do you do the large groups?
I do. I'm in Illinois Peakers.
Okay, so yep.
I'm also in a group. I think it's called Peakers Sisters, which is spelled C-Y-S-T-E-R-S. Because I am, I have polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is why I have three kids by IVF. And so there's a lot of discussion about where, because a lot of times people don't realize they have, women don't realize they have PCOS until they have fertility struggles. And so that's a really good group that a lot of us have learned a lot from, and it's a great benefit because if you have a doctor who maybe doesn't fill you in on a certain aspect and you get a group together that's all sharing the road they've been down, you can go to your doctor and say, hey, what about this? Hey, what about this?
I love that.
And be able to, we can all support each other. Because a lot, and especially, I mean, if 10 years ago when I didn't have the kids and I had just found out I had polycystic ovarian syndrome, I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to have kids. And here's me, get out of here. Get But, you know, if somebody has been down a road and you can share your experiences with people, that can give people joy and motivation, support. I mean, you don't know when you say something to somebody how it's going to uplift them. It could be the best thing they've heard in years and what keeps them going. Because especially through COVID, there's a lot of people really having a hard time.
Yeah.
And if you can, by the power of the internet, brighten somebody's day or give them a little bit of a lifeline, it's great.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
See, that's what I was trying to say. You just said it much better.
I think all of us have experienced that over this time.
Yep.
Or help through the internet of friends.
Yes,
there's another group I'm in that's a thyroid group. And I feel guilty. I don't know the name off the top of my head. But it's been really nice to have these little subgroups.
Well, I can't wait until the subgroups can actually get together because the Illinois Pickers, we used to do a lot, and we haven't been able to go out and do anything. So
right.
Yeah.
So, Jamie,
and I
real
agree,
quick.
Men in Kilts was too short.
Okay, I was going to ask you, what is your 60-second review of Men in Kilts?
Too short. I like that you see a different side of Sam and Graham. It's not your typical, and you get to see that fun aspect. But if anybody has not gotten Clanlands, if you have a choice, I'm not a big audiobook person, by all means find a way to get the audiobook, because it's not your typical audiobook. It's like you're sitting in a pub eavesdropping on these two guys having a conversation, and you keep your tab going because you don't want to leave and miss what they're saying. And I actually got to say that to Graham, and he was very pleased to hear that. And it was sweet to say, and a lot of people agreed when I told him that, it's not like an audio book. It really is probably the most entertaining thing I've ever listened to.
Yeah. It was great.
I signed
up
for Audible just to get the audiobook and haven't listened to it yet. So I think I'm going to start listening to it on my way to my mom and dad's tomorrow.
Yeah.
So,
there you go.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Be careful. It's so funny. I thought I would listen to it laying in bed at night to fall asleep. And about the first 2 minutes, I thought my husband's going to sock me because I couldn't stop. I didn't want to laugh and wake him up. But then you're trying not to laugh, and you kind of start vibrating a little bit, and holding your laughter. And he's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "I'm cold. My teeth are chattering. I had to get up and turn it off." Because he would have killed me if he heard that I was listening to a book in bed and laughing so hard like that.
Yeah, Well, that's terrific, Jamie. We've got some other callers, so I'm gonna let you go and keep your door locked from being broken down again.
So great to hear from you. I'll message you. Take care.
Thanks, Jamie, for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi there. This is area code 979. We're going to come to you. Hi, you're on the air. Who is this?
This is Kat from Cats and Kilts.
Hi there.
Hello,
how are
Kat?
You?
Long time no talk.
I know. Okay, so first of all, Men in Kilts, I just have to say I enjoyed it. There were a couple places where I was like, oh, yeah, you can tell they filmed that several times because it was a little rehearsed, if you know what I mean.
But
it still was funny. Them rehearsed is still funny. But I wanted to point out, am I the only one that was like, they're not wearing kilts? The only
I
guy
thought about
kilts
that.
In the entire
I thought about that.
Was Finn, the chef.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was like, you guys, you missed it. There could have been one intro where you were wearing it. So I just thought that was hysterically funny. I don't know why. That just
so they could be calling it men out of kilts.
Yeah.
That's
a totally different
connotation.
How, I think that's on a whole other network, like Cinemat. I think men out of kilts. Anyway. I have something else, and I'm working on a little video for this, but I wanted to let you guys know. I actually had the highest bid in an auction to have a 15-minute Zoom chat with Ron Moore.
Ooh.
And
wow.
It was incredible, and I wish I had Aaron's interviewing skills. I think probably half that 15 minutes, I was just going, oh, I just love it so much, you know.
You couldn't do some funny pose like you normally do to make yourself feel comfortable.
I know. It's like, it totally messed me up. You know, like if it was in person, I would be like, I would have props, but I didn't.
Right,
But I did wanna say that that I'm gonna talk more about this, but he did talk about, you know, the going to 20th Century TV and he was saying that he had a 10-year contract with Sony, so it was kind of like all of the stuff that he did in that time period with Tall Ship was associated
right.
with Sony, and now. He just has a 10-year contract with the 20th Century TV, and that he's always loved Disney. He's always been a Disney fan. He goes to Disneyland a lot.
Right.
He has a membership in that really exclusive
33
club and stuff.
Yeah.
And but he was really excited. He did say, I did ask, and he confirmed that he will still – be involved with the post-production of Outlander like he has
Good.
Been.
Good.
But the day-to-day will be Matt and Meryl. And that I asked him because my other favorite that I spent a lot of time talking to is about For All Mankind. And you people have got to get on the wagon and watch that because, or I guess on the rocket, get on the rocket and watch that because
I just hesitated to pay for another streaming service, but I think you could just purchase that separately.
Here's what you do. So for all the season 2 starts this Friday, wait 8 weeks because it's, or actually wait 10 weeks because I think it's 10 episodes. Because they only come out with one a week. I'm so spoiled with Netflix that
right.
come all out at once. But wait till season 2 is completely out. Then get their 7-day free trial and watch both seasons. Just take a week and just binge on For All Mankind because it is that good. It's like, you know, one of the hallmarks of Ron is that he really does strong characters.
Mm-hmm.
And the storyline lets women have an alternate history that is positive, not the negative we so often see. Yeah, and there's so many strong women characters, and they do not diminish the male characters. They're all at the same level. There's not a, you know, like, oh, it's a big deal because there's a woman in, you know, leading the scene. It's very integrated. It's very positive. It makes me very happy to watch it. Even when there's scary, bad things that you're like, no, don't let that happen. It's really good. So I can't recommend that enough. And like I said, I was trying to write a little blog article about some of the things he told me, but it just wasn't coming out very well. So I'm doing a little video, and I'll post that, and I'll let y'all know when I've done that.
That'd be great. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, and then one other little thing to keep an eye out for, I hope you don't mind me mentioning this, but, you know, they've been doing these Kayleys in Scotland, virtual Kayleys, where different people, dancers and bagpipe players,
right,
and
right.
different people, yeah, where they'd have it every month, and it was really kind of cool. And one of the people that would come and talk would be Liz Bolton, who
right.
was a costumer with Outlander for the first 3 years. But it was really a fun thing, but it was primarily done to make some money to share with these people who basically
right. yes.
have been out of work all this time. And they're going to stop doing them. They're not doing them anymore. But I'm working out something with Liz where we're going to start doing, like, little costuming Zoom sessions where you can donate just a small amount of money, and it'll help Liz pay some bills. But she'll do some talks on her Outlander costumes, but some of her other experiences and costumes. And then, like, she's done the estate cloth for Stirling Castle, so she has a talk on that. And so that's going to be coming soon.
Excellent. We love Liz. She's very talented.
Well,
yeah.
Kat, when you've got dates for that, make sure you put it in my group. You know, I can't
yeah.
ask you to put it in anybody else's, you know, that's up to them. But you're welcome to put it in my group if you would do that.
Okay, great. I appreciate that because I'm never sure, like, especially since there'll be a charge associated with it. I wasn't sure. But anyway, I know you've got another caller, so I don't want to take up any more time.
Always a pleasure
always
to talk
to you.
Just
a
yeah,
quick,
very nice
quick thing. Did you have a chance to look at the one thing I forgot to mention was today I published all of the entrants to the
poetry
contest that I ran, and one of them was a Lizzie
oh,
poem.
Nice.
Did you? You have to go
no,
back and look at that.
I haven't seen it. I haven't been online today because I'm trying real hard. We're having rolling blackouts in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
oh,
and,
yeah.
And so I've been trying really hard to not do any electricity, do my part so that hopefully, you know, if everyone's – so I really haven't even been on my computer much today.
Huh.
Yeah,
so
stay warm. I mean, Texas
calm.
Isn't used to
yeah.
snow and ice. This is nuts.
Yeah, we just don't, you know, it's like none of our infrastructure is designed for this kind of weather. And our houses aren't built for it because, you know, it's like a gamble. It's like, oh, yeah, we have this bad weather once every 10, you know, 20 years. Yeah,
right.
We'll deal with it when it comes. And so, you know, we don't insulate pipes. We don't do any of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, but I'm off work and I'm excited about that. So there's a silver lining in every cloud.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, stay safe and stay warm. And let's hope that Texas gets its act together and restores power to everybody soon. So.
Yeah, good luck with that, Texas getting its act together. Anyway, thanks a lot, you guys.
Bye,
Kat. Thanks,
Kat.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
If you'd like to call in and chat with us, our number is 929-477-3898. 929-477-3898. And you, too, can chat with the three of us and overlap on the voices so that it's hard to hear. We have one more one more caller on hold who has been here for quite a while waiting for us. Area code 865. Hi, welcome to the Outlander Gab. Who is this?
Hi, this is Linda from Tennessee.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
How are you?
Hi, Linda.
How are y'all doing?
We're doing fine. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I have a few comments. I've been listening for a while.
Yes.
I did see where Diana thought that weird thing was an, whatever that girl said,
sea anemone.
Yes, yes. That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. also, with as far as men in kilts, I agree with a lot of people that I think it should have been a little longer. And I think I would have liked to have known more about, like, the kitchen and then that other chef that they had on that did the lobsters.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I think I like that part. I did like that part.
Yeah.
So, Linda, do you think that they did that? Oh, sorry.
Did you watch the cook-along?
I haven't watched that, okay?
Okay.
I did.
Because that's
see
the same chef. That was also Tony's.
Okay. Thing. Sam did. And I don't know if this was a part of it when he made a little teeny cake.
And that was so cute.
Oh, that was funny.
And actually, Tony was in that too. But Linda, do you think that maybe it was kind of on purpose? Because I know as soon as I got home and after I watched it again on Valentine's Day, I started Googling, and I Googled the kitchen and where it was because I couldn't picture where it was in Edinburgh. And then I started Googling Tony Singh, and I started, so maybe they're introducing, and maybe there'll be some type of a I don't know, a bibliography later of, or someplace on Men in Kilts' websites or social media where they'll give you more information if you wanted to check out more information.
And I think people like me that have never been to Scotland, that gives you places to look up and people to look up. And I think you might be right with that. I also wanted to say, when you compare, like, Sam to Katrina, Katrina's got these book clubs and this and that, and here is Sam running and jumping in that pile of stuff. He reminds me, like, a big little boy, if you know what I mean. He was so enthusiastic. You know, like our kids. Oh, look, there he goes.
Right,
you know,
right.
Doing stuff like that.
So do you not think that there's footage somewhere of Katrina rolling around in juniper berries making her gin?
I don't know. If you find it, let me know. And I heard you were just talking with Kat, you know, from Kat.
Yeah.
Kilts and Kat. Mm-hmm. And I did look at that Lizzie poem, which I thought was really cute.
Wasn't it cute?
You know,
yeah.
A lot of them were more emotional or deeper or anything, but I thought that one was really cute. And so, Sam, you know I love all your pictures. I just had to say that. You can just keep posting them and posting them and posting them.
Well, when I find them and post them, you know, with them without watermarks, that's when I have to take the unwatermarked ones and throw them over to you because I have to find them. And I told you the whole rigmarole about how.
Yes, yes. You, I don't care if they have the watermark on them. But also, I've joined my peak challenge for a few years. Have I done anything? No. I print out the material and look at it.
Well, there's your workout, printing and looking.
Yes, that part of the money goes to charity, so that's how I, you know, allow myself to do it. I also am a member of the Red Shirt Peakers, which are people like me that maybe are older or they have some physical limitations. And, you know, they help you out if how would you do this, or how would you do this other one? So I think that's a good group also.
So where did the name Red Shirt come from? Because it must not be the same reference I'm thinking of with Star Trek,
right. Star Trek.
Yeah, the Red
Shirt
is the first one to die.
I don't know, but you can get, instead of just the regular shirts, you can order theirs, you know, also.
Right.
And I guess they have groups. I think they have groups near me, maybe one that goes up in the mountains into the Smokies and does stuff, but I'm not a hiker, so it wouldn't be me. But anyway, but I like your show. I've never tuned into it. I've seen them, not seen it, I've heard it some, you know, but and I thought it was real interesting, and I was glad to hear when I first came on to listen before I called, you were talking about the Diana Zoom that you were in. And I was glad to hear you say, you know, that she had been saying this for a long, long time.
Yep.
Right.
And I really hope that it is out soon so that I feel better. Anyway.
Yeah, we all hope it's out real soon. I know when the last book, when Moby came out, I went to the Random House publication debut party that they did in Seattle in June of 2014. And at that point, Diana said that she hoped to have the next book done to coincide with season 2 of the TV show starting.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I can
so,
go by what, you know, whatever. So,
yeah.
Also, I do have the Clanlands book, and I did listen to the Audible, and I think you will really love it while you're driving, you know.
Well, you know, the biggest problem
great.
With me listening to anything while I'm driving, and Sam can attest to this, is my biggest reason for not doing audiobooks is I've always said that I would probably either concentrate on my driving and totally miss everything that I was listening to, or I would concentrate on what I was listening to and crash. And I can't tell you the number of times that when I was working, I would, Sam and I would talk on my way home. I had almost an hour trip on my way home. And I can't tell you how many times I missed my exit on the expressway because I was talking to Sam.
She'd say, oh, shoot. I'm like, you missed your exit. Yes.
I totally agree with that. I used to say, well, I could put my car in cruise and then listen to a book on tape. No way. I don't know where I would end up because I would forget what I was doing. You know, there's no doubt. So I have to listen to it. Anything. That's really the first Audible book I've ever listened to. And it was quite enjoyable. So.
I bought it to listen to Sam talk. So.
Absolutely. He has a great voice, doesn't he?
Yes. Yeah. But driving to my parents is pretty much autopilot by now. So. I think I might be able to manage that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go. It's an hour later here, and I've been hanging on for a while. So y'all have a good evening, and it was great to talk to you.
Thank you
and
so much
stay
for
warm.
Talking, Linda. Yes, stay
yeah,
warm.
You too.
Care.
Thank you.
Okay.
We'll talk to you
care.
Soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
So we don't have any more callers. If you want to call in, please do it right now because we may be ending the show fairly soon if we don't have any more callers. Our number is 929-477-3898. But yeah, we mentioned briefly the poetry contest. I think this was the third poetry contest that I've done. And Allison and Sam have been my readers and help me come up with winners. And we really have a fundamental difference on what we're looking for, I think, based on
art and poetry is very personal. What talks
right,
to
right.
somebody might not be the same. So
yeah, but you know, based on previous contests, I'm always looking for the fun, more of the fun and funny poems. And, you know, and they tend to like, you guys tend to like the more serious and well put together type of verse. So
it depends on my mood, but, you know, poetry's an art. Got to work
yeah,
at it.
It is. It is.
Although I do like me a good limerick, but you have to be clever and creative with the rhyming, you know.
Right.
That's right.
And as an award-winning poet myself, I guess I can... I can have a little bit more, I should have a little bit more discretion in picking poems that I like, but, and yes, I did win my local library's poetry contest several years ago.
Had to slide that in there. Huh?
That is now that I can say
I know
about poet. So, and it was not for a limerick, although I have written those. So, but yeah, I would encourage anybody who is interested in Outlander poetry to go to 3xbyspace.net and you can find the post there. We had 10 people enter with 11 poems.
And
so
quite honestly, any one of them could have been top choice. They were all very
absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. They were.
They really were.
They were. And I can find links to the other two poetry contests. If you want to go back and look at those, I'll post those in my group in Outlandishly 3F by Space, which I would encourage anybody to join. Not only do we have the Valentine's Day exchange that we talked about a little while ago, which was our first one, we've also done 7 or 8 years of a Christmas gift exchange with 150 people participating in that. And the Valentine's exchange was so much fun. We might just do a card exchange sometime this summer. I'm thinking might be fun. So you just never know what we're going to do in the group. We also have had sometimes they're disasters, but we also have, a special event at the beginning of COVID so that anybody could talk about anything that was bothering them or look for support. And, you know, you guys, Allison and Sam, obviously, you know, we're close friends, but all of you in the Outlander fandom, so many of you have become friends of mine, friends of Sam, friends of Allison's.
Yeah.
People we never would have met otherwise, you know, and I'm sure all of you have your own little circles of Outlander fans who mean so much to you these days. So
I have to tell a little story if you'll let me. I had been so busy for the last couple of weeks because we're rolling out a new Microsoft application at work, and so I was busy creating the training classes and hosting the training classes and just was really busy. And by the time I was done with work, I just hadn't been going on social media. I actually had a friend who I'm friends with, who I met through the various Outlander groups and whatnot. And we chat very often, but she actually reached out to me and saying, you know, I haven't seen you online for a couple of days. Is everything okay? And that was just very touching to me because, you know what, everything was okay. I just was really busy. But the fact that
right.
somebody somewhere noticed, and I think that more often than not, a lot of us do notice when somebody who we've talked to often mm-hmm. just sort of drifts away. So please, it meant so much to me to have somebody reach out and say, are you okay? Because what if I wasn't? You know, I think about that now, and that was just so sweet of her to do that. But can't imagine that I'm the only one she's probably ever noticed and done that to, but it really does mean a lot. So if you have the chance to make somebody's day like that and look out for each other, and please do it, because I can't even tell you how much that meant.
Right, right. It means more than you think it ever will. So, it really, I hadn't seen somebody on Twitter for quite a while, so I went to see if they really were still there, and they were. I just wasn't getting notifications, and I was happy to say hello and make sure that they were still all right. So,
well, the other thing with these online groups and all is, if you're having a hard time, you can reach out and get support.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So
right now,
and people do that.
Every single one of us.
We've all done that.
Right.
What's that? Right.
So, well, I think on that note, we have nobody else calling in today. And I, as you may be able to tell, I am losing my voice. I don't know why, because I don't really talk to almost anybody during the day. Although my husband
maybe
was home today, because he works.
You should
downtown,
walk around talking to yourself.
The voice in practice. Kevin was home because he works in downtown Chicago, and of course they got hit with a lot of snow, so he didn't want to go downtown and deal with that today. So, thank you, Allison. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Erin.
I will see you both on Sunday, but Sam, I will see you on Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
I'm assuming I'll see you on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So, take care, everybody. Good night. Look for Men in Kilts again this coming Sunday. And please join the group or hit me up on Twitter at Erin Conrad 2. And tell us what you think of the show, of Men in Kilts, or anything else. So take care. We're going to go out today with the Dunedin, Florida Pipe and Drum Band.
Oh, very nice.